Following a string of crimes including theft, break and enter, and failure to attend court, Moose Jaw resident Paul Martinuk, 48, has been sentenced to 1 year of imprisonment with time for separate offenses to be served concurrently. Since Martinuk has already served time outside of prison with a 1.5:1 enhanced credit ratio, however, he is now looking at 51 days imprisonment following Judge Brian Hendrickson's ruling on April 17. Martinuk's legal aid counsel, Zach Anderson, suggested that he was a victim of the opioid crisis, and that he struggled through approximately 6 years of being homeless with an addiction to substances including morphine, methamphetamine, and fentanyl, which he took daily. Addiction is at the heart of these offenses today, Anderson declared. The string of offenses began when Martinuk was laid off work due to a back injury. Following a medical prescription for morphine to treat his pain, Martinuk became addicted to the substance. Martinuk's convictions include break and enter, which Hendrickson pointed out was one of the most serious offenses, for which he was sentenced to serve 365 days. This includes a break-in that took place on March 3. As well, Martinuk was convicted for uttering threats, for which he was given a concurrent 180 days in prison. Following his term of incarceration, Martinuk will face a 10-year post-custody firearms prohibition order and will be required to provide DNA samples as ordered by the court. Martinuk has a short criminal record on his file, which was a major consideration for his sentencing. He held only one conviction in the past 20 years, and this is the first time he will face incarceration. When offered a chance to speak to his charges, Martinuk declared he had nothing to say. Martinuk's counsel said that he shows he understands the severity of his offenses, and that he wishes to take responsibility for his actions. Following his term of incarceration, Martinuk's counsel stated that he plans to stay with a relative out of province and suggests the relocation will keep him away from potential triggers in his home environment that could lead to a relapse.